Hi, Chris again. Here's another fun fact from the Odyssey Scrapbook. Today's program, Real Time, was inspired by a real-time episode of the TV show MASH. We wanted to do the same thing for Adventures in Odyssey, but it ended up being an interesting challenge for a radio show. Here's sound designer Dave Arnold to talk about it.
What we wanted to do was work the exact time, including commercial break time, into the script when the bomb would detonate. So we did a read-through with the actors, got ballpark estimates, and then when we went into the studio, we gave them a 3 or 4 minute time span for them to give us different timings.
My watch is set by the studio clock. That means we have less than 4 minutes by the studio clock. That means we have less than 5 minutes by the studio clock. That means we have less than 6 minutes.
And then in the editing of the program, we figured it out. So it was really a little bit, loosey-goosey in the recording process, but we figured it out in the editing.
7 minutes left. 8 minutes left. 9 minutes left.
So once the tracks were edited, we got into the production process, and that's always the fun part where you get to lay in sound effects. One of the real difficult sound effects that we had to create was getting the sound of a pipe falling down the elevator shaft. So what we did was went and got a long metal pipe and then went into a garage, which is a nice industrial sound with a big heavy air conditioning, and just started throwing the pipe around. But the problem was that someone came out thinking that someone had gotten hurt or that something had gotten damaged or something.
I don't know if I'm going to come down.
We're just making noise in here.
Oh, you're okay.
I'm fine. I'm actually trying to do this.
Okay.
Well, the sounds in the garage really weren't what I was looking for. So what I wound up doing was taking Mark Drury, and we went into a stairwell and took a longer metal rod, and Mark walked up to the top of the stairwell, and like a fool, I was at the bottom of the stairwell and waiting for that metal rod to come down, hitting, you know, metal bars and various things, and it actually created a really nice sound. Well, we also needed sounds of the security guard and the electrician working in the elevator shaft. One interesting note is that Mark Drury also played the voice of the security guard in this episode.
This is Mark doing his famous up the stairs and down the stairs impression.
Now, one thing to note is that Mark was such a consummate professional that he was usually in the character and not paying attention to his situation.
Ouch! Did you really do that?
The stairwell stopped.
A great moment captured on tape.
Was it captured?
He hit his head on the ceiling. It was too great.
Now, we also needed to record quite a few sound effects in a real elevator.
We're making elevator noise.
Elevator noise.
Elevator noise.
What we need to do, we need to give you a boost up.
Oh, okay.
And you're kind of grabbing.
Okay.
Like this. Here is Wit giving Dern a boost.
Okay, now am I like trying to push the door open?
Yes.
Should I be trying to?
Right.
I can't get it kind of thing? Okay.
Now, the person that is producing the show, which was me in this case, is always knowing exactly what needs to happen. So I was giving Mark cues. But the problem was we had no idea what was about to happen to us, which was the door was going to open and we were going to be embarrassed.
Hi.
Hello.
Wow.
Smile, you're on candid microphone.
Candid microphone. Are you testing this? Or?
No, we're actually recording.
And you're recording in here?
Yes.
It's for an Odyssey show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, recording sound effects around focus is always a very interesting situation.
Sometimes, Adventures in Odyssey is more than meets the ear.